Welcome to the BunSports.com podcast. It's mid-March, and we are now thoroughly into bracket season, college basketball. The regular season has come to a close, and now we're on to tournament play, and that, of course, means we will be crowning a national champion in about 3 or 4 weeks, or 3.5 weeks. And I bring in the professor now to discuss this with me as you look at this bracket. Another year, another chance for a team to win a national championship, but all eyes are on one particular team, and that's the number one overall seed, Kentucky. Other than the Wildcats, though, what stands out to you as you first glanced at this bracket the other night as it came out Sunday evening?
Well, first of all, Jacob, as I looked a little deeper into some of these teams, I began to see the value. At first, I didn't think Villanova deserved to be a number one seed, but the more I looked at it, then the more I thought they really do. Then second, I guess the other surprise is how in the world UCLA got into the tournament. That's a good question.
So would you have gone with, just putting you in the place of the committee right now, would you have gone with Virginia as that next number one seed, or maybe Arizona?
Probably Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the committee got it right for the most part. I do have trouble with UCLA. I really don't understand how UCLA got into the tournament. They came out of nowhere. They were 4-11 against on the road and at a neutral site, and 13-13 against the top 200 in the RPI. That to me is not good enough. And there were some worthy teams left out of the tournament.
That's right. But Jacob, I guess, you know, when it really comes down to it, it's very difficult because you could look at other teams and you think, well, maybe they deserve to be in, but when you begin to brush it good, you might see some flaws in it. So most teams, that unless they're, I'd say, you know, if you're not up in the top 20, then most teams have got weaknesses and strengths.
Before we get on to second round matchups, and I want to get your take on what games could potentially be really interesting in the second round, I want to give you some numbers here for the first round. This is of the past 5 years, and these are 9-13 seeds. 9 seeds are 7-13, which is 35% winning percentage over 8. 10 over 7 are 8-12, that's a 40%, so actually greater than 9. 11 seeds are 10-10, which is 50%. 12 over 5 are 10-10, which is 50%. They're 6-2 in the past 2 years. And 13s are 4-16, 25%. But it's interesting to me, the 9 seeds don't win as much as the 10, 11, and 12 seeds. The 11 and 12 seeds have upset 50% of the time in the past 5 years. I think that tells you a lot about parity in college basketball right now, and those teams are really not that different.
Well, Jacob, the most interesting 8-9 game this year to me is the North Carolina State-LSU game.
Oh, I totally agree.
And I think it's intriguing because it's a deal here, Jacob. If LSU decides to play, I think they'll beat North Carolina State. But if they play like they've drug around in a lot of their games this year, they'll get run out of the gym.
I agree completely. I think Oregon and Oklahoma State is also one that I'll have my eye on. I'll tell you another game, a 7-10 matchup that I really want to see, or actually two of them. First is Michigan State and Georgia. I think that this Georgia team is just good enough. I think they could give Michigan State some problems, but the Spartans are very, very hot right now. And the other one is Wichita State and Indiana. We see Indiana right now. Where are they mentally? And, of course, we know what Wichita State has done over the past few years. Could they get another run? And how about that matchup second round, Kansas? And I know that's one of your intriguing second round matchups. So let's talk about the second round now and some of those matchups that you think could potentially be must watch.
Well, I might even add to what you just said about the 7-10. Mm-hmm. In fact, Jacob, to me, four of the best, what I look for, most intriguing games, are four of them out of maybe five or six are all 7-10 matchups. Mm-hmm. Because you got VCU, Ohio State playing each other. You got the, as you've already mentioned, Wichita State, Indiana, but you can throw in the Iowa-Davidson matchup. But on the second round, there are a couple. Of course, if Arkansas and North Carolina win, that will be quite a game to watch Arkansas and North Carolina play each other. And the other one is, now here we were just talking about Georgia and Michigan State. If Michigan State wins that game, then I think they'll be a great challenge to Virginia in the second round. I don't know that Georgia could put together two wins of, you know, on that level, but maybe Michigan State can.
Yeah, a couple of things stood out to me when I first observed the bracket, and I agree with you right there. Georgia, Michigan State could get on a run here. I mean, they are a 7 seed, but they have the ability, if they could knock off, of course, Georgia and Virginia and move to that Sweet 16, they have the opportunity to get all the way potentially to the Elite Eight with a chance to go to the Final Four. I'll tell you another team that I think could make a run, and it's in Kentucky's bracket. I think they I wouldn't say they misseeded, because it's hard not to give credit to Kansas and what they've done, but I think the true number two seed in that region is Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's playing at a very high level right now, and if any team in that region is going to give Kentucky issues, it's going to be the third seed Fighting Irish.
I think, Jacob, the one thing I would say about the Notre Dame team, I agree with you, but they lack the height underneath on the backboards. And that's going to be where they would have difficulty competing with Kentucky. Now, we did see them, how they played University of North Carolina and Duke, and they really played well and beat both of them. But, you know, after, again, looking at this a little closer, there were four teams that I felt like were overvalued.
Okay.
And they are Virginia, UCLA, Arizona, and Maryland. Those teams I
Arizona,
thought
were, wow.
Yeah, I think they're overvalued. And then the ones I thought were undervalued were Villanova, Iowa State, and Notre Dame, as you've just mentioned. That's what made me
Villanova undervalued at a one?
Yeah, well, I'm saying for me.
Yeah,
because as I was saying before, I really did brushed it down. I didn't think Villanova should be a number one. After really looking at it very closely, I came to the conclusion they deserve to be a number one. And here's why: they have great guard play, and then they have the height inside, and that's a good combination.
It is.
I think you really need good guard play in these tournaments. But you've got to be able to protect the rim, and you've got to be able to get the rebounds. And let's just say if they played Kentucky, well, then they got some big men that can – I didn't say we're as good as Kentucky,
sure,
but they can fight with them, and they got guards that can contend.
Well, that's what I want to follow up and ask you about next. Kentucky, we see their road. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I don't think they'll have any problems getting to the Elite Eight. I mean, you look at who they have there: Cincinnati, Purdue, West Virginia, Buffalo, Maryland, Valparaiso. I think – Maryland has played well of late, but I think they should probably get there. My question to you is, what is the first possibility that you see this team really matches up with Kentucky? They can take on Willie Cauley-Stein and Karl-Anthony Towns inside, and obviously Frank Kaminsky in Wisconsin. We know what they can do. Is that it, or is there somebody before that you say that this could be a potential stumbling block for the Cats?
Well, I do think, you know, coming back to Notre Dame, while I said that I didn't think they could beat Kentucky, but at the same time, I think they're kind of a team. If Kentucky is not playing and not playing hard, Notre Dame can beat them, because they can really shoot the ball. I tell you, it's amazing to watch how they can shoot the ball. And, you know, I'm not sure anyone else in that bracket can contend with them.
Has the professor made his Final Four prediction yet?
Well, let me look at it a different way. Then,
okay.
Yes, I do. I'm going to give you mine.
Okay.
But before I do, let me say that as I looked at it, I was trying to decide who had the most difficult road to get to the Final Four and who had the easiest one.
And who are they?
And I think Kentucky has the easiest road,
okay,
and I think Duke has the hardest road.
Now, why do you say that about Duke?
Well, if you just look at some of the teams they've got in their bracket, I think they're going to have a hard time getting by people like Iowa State and some other teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're just some difficult teams in their bracket.
Yeah, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, the number two team.
That's a tough matchup. Right. Yeah,
I just think they have, with them and Iowa State, I think that's the tough two teams that can really beat them.
All right, we'll go region by region. Midwest is probably no surprise. You probably have Kentucky coming out of that. Am I right?
That's right.
Okay. In the West, do you have Wisconsin as the number one seed, Arizona as the number two seed? We already know about Arkansas, Baylor, North Carolina, several teams that could contend for that region. So who do you have coming out of there?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. So you think Kentucky, Wisconsin in one national semifinal. All right, the East region, Villanova is the one seed, Virginia is the two seed. You have Oklahoma in there, as well as Louisville. Providence is a team that could potentially cause some trouble in northern Iowa. So what would you say coming out of the East?
All right, out of the East, let me ask you, who do you think will come out of the East?
Well, I really agree with you about Villanova. I think Villanova is going to be very difficult to beat. If I had to say a number two team, I like Oklahoma. I really like the way Oklahoma's playing.
I think Villanova comes out.
Okay. And in the South, we, of course, know Duke is the number one seed. We talked about Gonzaga, and they are a very tough matchup. Iowa State, Georgetown, Utah, SMU, several teams in there that could contend. And then Iowa and Davidson, a 7-10 matchup, two teams there also. So is it Duke, or do you have somebody else coming
Gonzaga.
Up? Gonzaga, okay.
That's the only one that I'm going with the number two seed. See. And I didn't go any lower than the number two, but, you know, if I were to sit here, I'm not going to say which one. There will be some team from lower than two that'll be in the Final Four.
We've seen it. We saw it with Wichita State last year, if I'm not mistaken. Kentucky was an 8 or a 9. I can't remember which one. And they went all the way. They beat Wichita State and went all the way to the Final Four in the championship game. And wasn't, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't the national champion last year UConn? Weren't they a 7 seed or
That's
something
right.
like that?
That's and they started on a run in their conference this year. And it looked like they were going to get there again, but they lost in the championship game to SMU.
Yep.
But let me say this, Jacob. I really think that there's a team that if they play – like they're capable of playing and play a lot, and that's Iowa State. When they're playing hot, no one can beat them. They could go all the way. That's what I'm saying.
South and they tend to get down early, too. They tend to get down early, too, and then inexplicably they will come out of nowhere
and just dominate.
Dominate
and,
the game.
And they close, I think, had two in the tournament. They've been behind by 20 mm-hmm. points twice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when they started coming back, you just knew they wasn't going to stop them. They went all the way. And they have some really, really good players. And if they get to playing on the road, they could go all the way. I would say if I were choosing a dark horse, now I just said I thought Gonzaga comes out of that region, but if I were choosing a dark horse, it would be the number three Iowa State. And that shows you why I think the South is such a tough region.
So Kentucky playing Wisconsin and Villanova playing Gonzaga. Who plays for the national championship?
I would have to go with Gonzaga. Against Kentucky.
Yeah, it's just, and I agree with you, I would go Kentucky as well. Mine is Kentucky-Villanova, but I think you're right. It's just going to be too much for Wisconsin.
And it'll be interesting if that were to happen. It'll be interesting to see Gonzaga going against Kentucky and all of their one-and-dones, and one of the key players for Gonzaga being a guy that was on Kentucky's team 2 years ago. And that, but he wasn't going to get, because of playing time, he transferred to Gonzaga.
Well, we'll see as the tournament gets kicked off this week. It's going to be very interesting to watch. And five SEC teams made it this year. Kentucky, Arkansas, of course, Georgia, LSU, and Ole Miss. They all made it into the NCAA tournament, and we'll be watching to see what happens. For the professor, I'm Jacob Budd. Enjoy the tournament this week. We'll be back next week. We'll know who our Sweet 16 and Elite 8 are, and we'll be able to break it all down and talk about it as we continue in this college football offseason. We're now about 5 months away from the beginning of another college football season. We'll see you soon.